RelicRadio.com presents tales of the strange and bizarre, the weird and the wicked. Stories not necessarily of the supernatural, but of the unnatural. Join us now for Strange Tales, featuring radio drama at its most mysterious and unusual. Strange Tales. Thanks for joining me this Sunday. Corey wrote in wanting to hear Dance Macabre from the Columbia Workshop. We'll hear that today. That series aired from July 1936 to April of 1947, over 370 episodes for CBS. Our story today aired March 21st, 1937.
Direction of Irving Reese. Dance Macabre.
Twilight graveyard world, death sits alone with his mist-hung silent tombs. The chill night wind moans in the linden trees. The shades of shadows flee each other in the ghostly gloom. And death makes music on his violin, striking his heels against a hollow tomb. Death's fingers pluck the vibrant strings. His tune is now an airy dance, now a plaintive dirge, the doleful cadence echoed by the mournful wind. The gaunt trees and the gravestones silently attend the phantom concert in the world of night.
I cannot play. I am lonely, for all men shun me. The black night is my only friend. The black night and its wild winds, shrieking music in the void. My realm is desolate and bleak. In life, men laugh and sing. Their hearts are light and filled with joy. There I can play and find the company to mingle gaiety with my music. I'll go among them and banish this melancholy humor. I'll go to life.
Tonight. What's keeping that daughter of mine so long? Maria! Maria!
Yes, Father! I'm coming!
Hurry, then. I've been back from the pasture since sundown. The stars are out already, and no supper. Well, come in, girl. Come in. The hut will be freezing if I keep the door open much longer.
Look, Father. I've been milking.
Oh, I see.
Oh, the cow looked very funny today. Do you suppose,
Maria,
Father...
for the love of heaven, set that pail down before you spill the milk. And get me some supper. Hurry. Now, what is it? Come, child, I'm sorry I scolded you. Now, stop your crying. There's a good girl. I'll bring you a beautiful gift from the fair tomorrow.
Oh, now I've got something beautiful to think about all night. First, I could want a ring, but But then I'd say a ring isn't such a much. So I will want an orange. But anyone can have an orange. So I would rather have...
Now, who can that be? People shouldn't go about after dark disturbing other people's supper. Well, go to the door, girl. What are you waiting for?
In a minute. I'm coming.
Oh, come in, sir.
You have kept me waiting.
Come in, stranger. We are not accustomed to visitors at this hour.
I seldom come where I am expected.
A traveler? Oh, a musician. Well, after supper, you can play for us.
My time is short. I cannot stay to supper. I shall play for you now.
Now?
Yes. If your daughter will dance for me.
For me, Dad?
She'll do no such thing.
Oh. I thought it the custom of the land never to deny a guest. I have come far in search of laughter and of music. My eyes are hungry for the sight of wanton grace. You are simple folk and good. You will grant this one request. Tell the girl to dance.
You have come unbidden to my hut, and I have not had my supper yet. Let there be no more talk of dancing.
You do wrong to deny me.
I don't know who you are or to what you are accustomed. This is my hut. I am master here, and I want supper and no dancing.
Your hearts are cold. There is no gladness in them. I must seek elsewhere for companions, and I shall take with me what you have treasured least, the joy of life.
Maria! He's disappeared.
Disappeared?
No sign of him anywhere.
No.
Oh, well, good riddance. Wandering vagabonds coming into people's homes, telling them what they must do. Still, he might have stayed to supper. What's the matter with you, girl? Can a man find no peace in his home? Supper waiting, strangers calling, and now you clumsy creature, dropping all the food?
What a father. What a...
What is it, child? What's come over you? Dear God, her face is turning purple.
I'm so thirsty. So thirsty.
Her lips are black. And her eyes. It couldn't be. Plague. It's a plague. My little Maria is dead. And I wouldn't even let her dance.
It isn't much fun playing anymore. There's only the two of us now. That's why you want to play with me. There's nobody else to play with.
Well, it isn't so much fun, but it's better than sitting in the house all day. Everybody's crying. When they aren't crying, they're praying.
Yes. I'm afraid to go home. It's so creepy. I don't know what to do. Peter?
Yes, Lima?
Peter, where are they all gone?
Bess and your brother John and Ruth and Richard.
Where are they?
My mother told me they went to heaven.
That's where my mother is. My father said she went there.
Oh, don't cry, Lima. You always cry. We ought to play tag.
Peter, where's heaven?
I'm not sure. Up over the sky somewhere.
I'm awfully frightened.
There's nothing to be afraid of, really.
But suppose you should go to heaven.
I'm not going.
But suppose you did. And my father. There wouldn't be anyone left.
I told you, I'm not going. You're not going either. We'll stay right here, you and me.
I'll hold my hand. That's right. Peter.
Now what's the matter?
Is there a heaven?
There must be. That's where they all went. All the people that died.
Let's hold my hand tighter. That's what I'm so afraid of.
Heaven?
No. Because they told me what heaven's like. Or angels and beautiful things. You have to die to go there. Don't let go of my hand. And I don't know what that's like.
I wish you wouldn't talk so much.
What's it like to die, Peter?
Hush. Here comes Tom the fiddler. Oh, it's not Tom. It's a stranger.
That's wrong. He frightens me.
Oh, I am.
But Peter, you have to answer me.
Where? Even the children run from me. Poor innocents. Their hearts are filled with fear. Must they be punished too? Why won't they dance for me? Why do they shun the gaiety I bring? How strange that men can make no better use of life. The gift of death I bring them scarcely teaches them to value life the more. Yet I must seek the dance of life for which I came. And woe to those who deny me.
What do we do?
A stranger came to our house.
And he asked for dances.
We don't dance for strangers.
And then the baby danced.
My father.
My son.
My child.
Where he's been seen in the hills.
The stranger.
He
asked for dances. And the plague's broken out there, too.
Who is the stranger?
He says he's a fiddler.
Curse him.
Curse him.
We need help.
What shall we do?
Let's go to the king.
We need doctors.
We need food for our sick ones.
We need to banish the stranger.
To the king.
The king.
Pandor.
Yes, your majesty?
What's that infernal row out there?
Your people are seeking an audience.
Well, they can't have it. Listen to them howling like wolves. They'll wake up the whole palace. Send them away.
I cannot. If your majesty will be good enough to go to the window, he will see that there are thousands. They've been gathering all through the afternoon.
Oh, dear. You see what it is to be a king. No peace, no privacy. Listen to them. You'd think they'd have some consideration.
They are in great trouble.
Trouble? What trouble? Why hadn't anyone told me of it? Am I not the king?
Death has come to the land. Thousands are dying of sickness. The crops have failed. Water is scarce.
So? And all of this has been going on without a word of it breathed to me? I must say, Pandor, that you've sadly abused my confidence. Who's responsible for all this?
No man, sire. A foe more deadly. Plague.
Plague? Here in my kingdom? How terrible. Do you have it?
I assure you,
Majesty. Don't go near me.
There is nothing to fear. As long as we remain in the palace, we are safe.
Oh, what a misfortune. What will the queen say?
There are strange rumors of a half-mad fiddler who wanders over the countryside asking the passers-by to dance. Some say that he is seen whenever death will strike. I deem it an old wives' tale.
Why don't they stop that horrible wailing? I can't help them.
Speak to them, sire. A king must be first in his land and bravest in times of danger.
Let's go to the window. Bravest in times of danger. Yes. What a lot of them there are. I have a great many subjects, eh, Pandor? And they're all afraid. But I am brave. Is that it?
Exactly.
Throw open the windows. My people, I know of your desperate plight. I shall help you. Have I ever failed you? No. Never. Do not tremble. Face your troubles calmly as I do. Never let it be said that we bowed our heads before the enemy.
March forward bravely like soldiers.
March forward bravely like soldiers and men.
Clear your throat, your majesty.
Shall it be said that we're heroes or cowards?
We are
cowards. Bold, sire, bold, the traitor.
I hereby decree that 10,000 pieces of gold be taken from the treasury and distributed among the people who are neediest. How was that, Pandor?
The people were pleased, sire.
Shall it be said that we were heroes or cowards? They seem to like that pretty well. I must make a note of it. Wait. What was that part about money? What did I say there?
You promised them 10,000 pieces of gold.
10,000? But that's ridiculous. We haven't that much in the public treasury.
500 pieces will do as well. After all, it's the sentiment behind the gesture that's most appealing.
You bolstered up their morale. That's half the battle.
Oh, most wise counselor. Good Pandor. How very clever of you. Come, we must tell the queen how clever we were. And, oh, you watch this.
The charwoman's bucket, sire.
I can see that, you idiot. What's it doing here? Miranda! Miranda! She should be punished for this. Miranda! Where is that stupid old woman?
She is there, sire.
What? Lying outstretched on the floor? What sort of conduct is this? Get up off the floor, Miranda. Pandor. Look at her face. It's black. And her eyes. What is it, Pandor? Is it... Can it be...
Plague. The woman is dead, Your Majesty.
Yandere, you can't sit on the palace steps throughout the night. Come away from here.
But where can I go? The cursed plague has taken my mother away from me.
Don't cry anymore. I wonder that you have any tears left.
That's all I do have left, my darling. Even my dreams are gone.
No, no, don't think that. I know it's terrible for you. Terrible for everybody in this dreadful time. The plague, the dying all about
us. My mother.
Try to forget.
Forget. Forget my mother and all she's done for me. Forget that she scrubbed floors. Yes, even the king's floors for me. Forget.
No, Jan. I don't want you to forget your mother. I want you to remember all the wonderful things we planned in a lifetime.
Gina, I have no hopes. No plans now. Don't you see? We can't marry. And even if we were willing to risk it, even if we had that terrible courage, your father would never consent.
Father isn't cruel, yeah?
No, he isn't cruel. But he wants what is best for his daughter. You haven't forgotten that the merchant wants to marry you. Think of it. The richest man in town. You say he has more money. Why, they say he has even more money than the king.
I don't care. I don't care about money.
But the world does.
I don't care about the world.
But your father does. Do you think he'll permit his only daughter to marry the poor dead charwoman's son?
But I don't love the merchant. I love you.
Well, well, well. You know, my girl, you'll have to choose your friends more carefully when you marry me, the charwoman's son. Poor taste. Sets a bad example.
Oh, fool is right. We would set a bad example. Goodbye, Gina.
Jan, Jan, you mustn't go. Jan, go back. Oh, no.
There you are. He's gone off without answering, ill-bred puppy. But then what can you expect from the judge?
Don't speak to me. I despise you.
Gina.
I do.
Now, my dear, calm yourself. I'm sure your father wouldn't approve of that frown. Oh, couldn't you smile one sweet smile for me?
Smile at you. I'd as soon smile at a toad. You're oily and fat.
I'm a trifle robust,
but... disagreeable, and you're old enough to be my grandfather.
Grandfather? Why,
except
dear,
that I'd die before I'd admit knowing you, much less marrying you. I loathe you. If you ever speak to me again, I shall go to the king. I hate you. I hate you.
Gina, you're well, of all the little devil. What strange creatures women are. I'd never have believed it could arouse such emotion in her. What a fine little wife she'll make. Why,
good evening, merchant.
Good evening to you, stranger.
I have a small favor to ask of you.
I'm sorry, sir. If it's money you want, you'll have to go elsewhere. Everyone comes to me in these troublesome times, and not for love of me, mind you, but for my money. Plague's a costly business. Well, I didn't start, and I'm not going to pay for it. So if it's money, you...
I do not ask for money, merchant.
Well, then...
will you dance for me?
Dance for you? Well, of all the preposterous... what do you take me for, you scatterbrained fool?
I am a fiddler, merchant. I must have dancers for my tunes.
Well, find them elsewhere. I have important affairs to attend. Go play your fiddle for the rabble in the square.
I shall play.
Bah! Fiddling at midday when there's so much to be done. What's the world coming to? What's the world coming to?
Pandor? For one of my years, I may say well. Very well indeed.
Hmm. Well, you mustn't be too certain about that. Only yesterday, Moneybags, the Minister of the Treasury, said the same thing. And a few moments later, he died before my very eyes. It was horrible. His face grew black and his eyes stared from his head, and then his tongue stuck out.
In the presence of his king. But then Moneybags was never overly courteous. He was too proud.
Death. Death. We'll all be destroyed. Pandor, if I live, I shall be a king of shadows. My people are being struck down like blades of grass, and I'm powerless to defend them. What shall I do?
Do? Why, nothing. Compose yourself, sire. Death is not in itself an evil thing. It's the fear of death that torments us. In my youth...
Pandor! Oh, I've just had a terrible thought.
Another, sire?
Moneybags is dead.
So you said.
And the royal treasury is empty.
Oh, is your majesty certain of that?
Positive. I looked myself this morning. There's a bag of silver and some family jewelry. You know what that comes to.
Oh, this is indeed serious. We must find a successor for Moneybags.
Yes, who?
Let me think. I have it. There's a merchant in the town who's grown prosperous, selling pine boards and silver ornaments for coffins. A prudent man.
A worthy man. Pine boards. Why don't I think of such things? He will make an excellent minister of the treasury. Fetch him at once. I must speak with him.
Never in this world.
Eh? Where did you come from? Why can't I speak with my subjects when and where I wish?
The merchant is dead.
Dead? He too. Is no one to be spared.
What man can tell?
You dare. You miserable vagabond. You dare address the king. Who are you?
A fiddler.
I should like to hear your music. Something cheerful would go well. Come, come, play for us.
Will you dance?
Dance now? What nonsense. Play. Play, I command you.
I play when I choose. I am not to be commanded.
What impudence. I will teach you to address a king.
King. A king is only a man with a crown and scepter. And what is a man? A thing of earthly substance, easily mortified. Look upon Panda, this divine philosopher, this worthy patriarch. Can you not see where death already claims his due? His very countenance is bare and shining as a skull.
Your Majesty, I appeal to you to stop this fellow's insane gibbering.
I don't know, Panda. There's something in what he says. You are an evil-looking old man. Death hangs about you like a shroud.
But I have wisdom. I have looked into the hearts of men. I've studied the ways of nature and torn her secrets from her. I've even ventured where most men fear to tread, into the dark, mysterious realm of the unknown.
You speak words, and words die with the man.
But not wisdom. The questions I have asked of life are answered for all men to know, and men have profited by my counsel. You, your majesty, cannot scorn me while I have the power that is thought. Without me, you'd not long be king.
Hear the fool. Am I not handsome and brave? You are old and feeble, but I am king. My word is feared.
By all but fiddlers, it would seem.
By all but fiddlers, villain, what new subtlety have you invented now?
Oh, if you are all you say, how is it that you can't make this fellow play for you?
So that's it. Fiddler, play. You hear me? Play, or I shall punish you. I'll have you put to death.
Death. Little king, I too am a ruler in another land. My subjects are as numberless as the sands. No man knows the limits of my realm. Yet I am lonely. Does that seem strange? For all men shun me. The black night is my only friend. The black night and its wild winds shrieking music in the void. I would make music too. I am a fiddler, as you see. But what's a fiddler without dancers? I came among you longing to find a company who'd whirl and spin to merry tunes and sad. But in your land, I found no light and joy. The dance of life is but a witless brawl. I seek no more. I shall return to my dark realm, but not alone.
A most extraordinary fellow.
It is not seemly for a king to be so frivolous. It is against all precedent. I question it.
Will you dance?
Well, I...
All men must dance when I have called.
All men.
Listen.
Can you hear my music in the wind? Does your mind sicken with its song? Your heart tremble in its rhythm? Prepare, for you have lingered over long. Prepare. In my twilight world, there are dances. In the blackness of the night, there is music. And over the gravestones, the clatter of dancing feet. It is well. Untold centuries I have spent in loneliness, whose kingdom is the universe, to whom all life comes in the end. For who has been able to resist death? Look at them, the king and the charwoman, the idiot girl and the philosopher, the oily merchant and the lovely bride. All of them have come to me. All of them are dancing for me. Come, my friends, faster, faster.
Faster, faster.
Look at them. They want for nothing. They know not desire. They have forgotten the needs of the living. I have allowed them no memory. Faster, faster.
Faster, faster.
Like my kingdom, my subjects are leveled and dim. But how fare my dancers? How fare my dancers?
Oh, I could dance with you forever, Mr. Pandora.
What is forever, Maria? Or perhaps I should ask, when is forever?
Forever? Oh, I suppose now is forever. Oh, see, you have forgotten to turn me about.
Why should I turn you?
Because that is the way to dance. See, they are all turning.
You're truly a wonderful partner. You never question, and yet you can always answer me. The pattern of existence in this place is splendidly adequate. In this place. Does that mean that there are other places?
Mr. Pandora, there is only here. Just like there is only now. And here and now we are dancing.
Yes, you are wise. Only vaguely through a veil I seem to remember other things.
Still questioning, my friend?
No, sire, I am learning to dance with my very amiable partner.
You must learn your steps.
Said I'd get the prettiest girl in the town, Gina.
And am I the prettiest girl in the town?
Merchant, would you trade your partner?
Trade? What can he mean? Come, we must dance, Gina.
Yes.
Come, we must dance.
In life, you never would have known that joy. Charwoman and the king. How goes the dance, my friends?
Oh, it has been difficult for me to learn the steps, Your Majesty. You are a Majesty, aren't you? And such a fiddler, too. It's been hard to learn the steps, but this gentleman here, he just seems so polite and proper. The lady, he says, just follow me.
Oh, but the lady is unduly modest. Her bearing is truly regal. I relax with her. I flower. An amiable partner. Milady, just glide and turn. Just glide and turn.
Here comes the fiddler.
What's a fiddler?
I don't remember. It's such fun to dance,
don't you think? Oh, yes.
What were you saying, child?
I was asking a question. Now I remember. Kind gentleman, what's it like to dance? What did I say?
Nothing, child. Dance.
Faster.
Faster. Faster.
Faster.
Faster.
Faster.
Now is forever.
I seem to recall other things.
The prettiest girl in town.
Faster.
Faster. I'm so very pleased.
Faster. Faster.
the meat eaters. Just follow me.
All the ladies on duty, Mother.
Breaks slowly over tomb and storm. Gone are the phantoms from the waking world, and still the strains of death's macabre dance.
The Columbia Workshop has presented as the 33rd program in its series devoted to experimental radio, Danse Macabre, an original radio play by Helen Bergavoy and George Zachary, based on Sasson's tone poem of the same name. The production was directed by Irving Reese, Columbia Broadcasting System.
That's our story for this week. I hope you enjoyed it. You can find more from the Columbia Workshop at relicradio.com, alongside thousands of other old-time radio shows, past episodes of Strange Tales, all the other podcasts, our Shoutcast stream, and our donate button if you'd like to help support this and all the shows. My thanks, as always, to those who have. Thanks for joining me today. Talk to you again next Sunday with a story from the Mysterious Traveler on another episode of Relic Radio's Strange Tales.